Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to,
with Dylan Behan.
Yes, hello everyone, welcome to your favorite news comedy podcast, News Fighters. It's episode 90 for Friday, November the 26th, 2021. I'm Dylan Bain, the La Nina of Wacky Clips. And now on News Fighters, joining us for a wrap-up of the year is our regular news correspondent, Beck Melrose. Beck, happy end of 2021.
Happy end of 2021. We made it again somehow.
Amazing. Yes. Second year of the pandemic done. Let's see how many we've got left.
Yeah, I worry that things aren't necessarily going to be improving in 2022. I'm not ready to put my vision board down yet. survival would probably be top of my vision board at the moment.
And looking back on 2021, what overall do you think you remember most?
I think on reflection, and we've talked about this a little bit before, but I just really thought the apocalypse would be harder.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Everything's so normal. You know, I expected in an apocalypse, I was an anxious kid, so I was expecting things to be chaos, and I'm still getting my coffee card stamped at my local cafe. It's way too normal. You know?
Oh, look, they did get rid of the Bunnings sausage sizzle for 6 months. It's only just coming back now. Like, that is the apocalypse for Aussies. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, that's the key sign that things are not well when Bunnings removes their sausage sizzle. And all those charities, what are they going to do? What's the local, you know, under sixes football team going to do without the sausage sizzle?
Yeah, personally, my favorite apocalypse highlight, I never expected, you know, grew up watching movies like Armageddon and Deep Impact. They never mentioned the cheap avocados. That was my highlight of the year. It's like the world is going to hell, but cheap avocados. I love it.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to be able to afford houses right at the point that they start falling into sinkholes, I reckon.
Yes. From all the money we saved on avocados, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I was most worried, though. There was a rug shop down the road from my place that's been gaslighting us with closing down sales for the last 6 years. That closed.
Wow.
And to me, yeah, that's bad. That's the economic canary in the coal mine, I reckon, is the rug shops.
Truth in advertising, finally.
Absolutely. Yeah, closing down, they really are closing down. I tell you what else was fun that I enjoyed this year.
Yes.
Do you remember the 101 Doll Squadron? Does that name ring a bell?
Was this something to do with the military? Was this a...
Absolutely. Yeah, Squadron gives it away. They were a squadron that was hired to perform at the launch of the HMAS Supply. And the 101 Doll Squadron was a twerk troupe that performed.
That's right.
Yes, to christen the new aircraft carrier. And it was brilliant footage. They were fantastic dancers. And the dignitaries, I think, were not expecting that type of squadron at the launch.
Navy's top brass has seen a lot on the high seas, but certainly nothing like this.
a scantily clad dance group putting on a risque show at the launch of a new ship in what's being called a 21-bun salute.
It looks to me like many of the dignitaries didn't know where to look or what expression to wear, and I don't blame them.
And from memory, it was like the Governor General there or the Governor or the Defence Minister and a very clever ABC News editor cut it together so it looked like these dignitaries were reacting to the twerking troupe. And I think that they had to put out a press release or a statement later saying that was cut together. We weren't there. We weren't reacting. This was a separate thing.
The ABC has tonight apologised for misleading viewers over its coverage of the Navy's twerking controversy.
Major David Hurley and Fleet Commander Michael Noonan weren't actually there, dragged into what has become a Defence Force scandal because of deceptive editing by the national broadcaster.
And as a video editor who's often edited footage to make dignitaries look like fools, I say, well done, editor, whoever did that.
I think so too, because it's the highlight of the footage for me is cutting to them and their bored faces. But I tell you what, in light of the scandals we've had this year, I feel like they couldn't win with that edit, could they? Because if they looked too enthused, I mean, we're just coming off the back of the desk wanking scandal. The last thing that we want to see is people excited by dances. So I think it was quite a responsible edit, really, to be honest.
It reminded me on a Chaser show, very oddly, during, I think, the election of 2013, I think it would have been, the Miley Cyrus twerking at the VMAs. Remember, that was very, very controversial, but it was the same week as the Liberal Party policy launch. So I edited together John Howard watching Miley Cyrus twerking. I didn't get in trouble for that. But it was a comedy show. It wasn't news. So.
You can sue these editors for stealing your material.
Look, to our credit, we're stuck in dark rooms all day with nothing to amuse us. Let us just cut together the footage to have some fun.
No, I'm all for that. It was very, very funny.
And it was a big year for royal news as well.
Oh, it was. Sadly, we had the death of Prince Philip. Did you watch the funeral?
I remember his coffin was driven up on a customized Land Rover, which I think really, you know, made it look very odd that it was a little bit out of touch with the people because nobody else I know has a customized Land Rover hearse.
Yeah, no, that was a very, very odd moment. It kind of looked like the type of vehicle that you'd see doing a burnout for a gender reveal or something. It was a place at the funeral. But my favourite moment of the funeral, I watched it and I actually was surprised by how emotional I was. I felt, you know, it was awful because at the end of the day, I mean, we make so much fun of them, but they're people and it was so sad.
Well, they sat the Queen by herself because of COVID reasons, but they were milking that for all the emotion on camera.
Oh, and I tell you what, it worked. I was a sucker for it. I was a mess watching that. It was awful. But there was this really touching military tribute from his favourite regiment.
Oh, yes.
And that happened to also be the 101 Doll Squadron. Oh. So, yeah. Right.
They flew them over. He likes a bit of the twerking, doesn't he?
Yeah, he did. Bit of a Dutty wine in his honour, you know, rest in peace. So, and we also learned Lilibet, the nickname for the Queen. Had you heard that before?
No, is that the nickname of one of the grandkids? No, I'm not sure. Who's Lilibet? Or is that the Queen's nickname from Prince Philip?
It's the Queen's nickname from Prince Philip. But after... Yeah, it's interesting. After Prince Philip died, it's now being trademarked as a sports betting app. So jump on and bet on which royal scandal will come next, who was the mystery racist, will Prince Andrew go to court? Lots of things there that you can jump on and bet on.
Yeah, we need more gambling on the can you bet on when the Queen's going to die? Oh, this would be interesting.
I would not be surprised looking into it. You know, one of the things that they drew the line at was betting on COVID numbers, which is so grim. You could bet on what colour jacket Gladys was wearing. I think it was on
sports. Right.
But you couldn't bet on the COVID numbers.
And it's not like we didn't have actual sport happening for people to bet on. Aussies will just bet on anything.
Absolutely. We'll bet on anything. We also had a lot of reality TV shows that we could have bet on. But everyone wanted a COVID market. Come on, let's make some cash off this apocalypse.
And moving on to, I guess, sport news.
Yeah, sport news. I guess a lot happened in sport this year. We had the Olympics. We also had the Tour de France. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the biggest crash in the Tour's history. which is something people might have forgotten about, but there was a spectator who held up a sign to
I
say
saw
hello.
I saw it happen live. I was watching the coverage that night. Yeah.
It was a big crash. It was awful to watch, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Brutal crash. And were you madly Googling to translate what was on the sign when you were watching it?
I did. It was something in German, like hi grandma, hi grandpa or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's like Alle Omi Oppi or something like that, which was so, or hello grandma, grandpa.
Yeah.
But I felt it was awful. And watching it, you think, you know, people are training for this, and it not only ended the tour for some people, or, you know.
They were riding with blood coming down their faces for kilometres afterwards. It was crazy, yeah.
Awful. Mm. But, I mean, it was a sweet intent. It was one of those things where you're furious at her, but at the same time you go, oh, that's kind of cute, isn't it? So I was pretty keen for her to get a second chance, and I thought the perfect place would have been ScoMo's bike ride during the G7 when he should have been doing some work.
Yep. Went on a little pub tour, didn't he?
Aside from stopping off for a pub lunch on his drive down here to Cornwall yesterday, certainly in terms of official engagements, he really hasn't done anything.
One photo has garnered the worst response, and that's a photo showing Scott Morrison having a pub lunch on his way to the G7.
Yeah, he did. That was quite quaint of him, wasn't it? While he should have been over there doing some actual work, he was off doing a little Ancestry.com tour of England, visiting lots of pubs. I don't know if you know what he found in his ancestry, but I had a bit of a look, and it sounds like he found a great-great-grandfather who shat himself in the very spot in Cornwall after the 1897 Super League Grand Final. So,
to be fair, we're not in the G7. We were just there to observe. So, you know, I'm sure he could observe from the pub down the road. He didn't have anything to contribute. Even the Queen was like, where were you? He was like, I was out having a pub steak.
She had attended an opening dinner for G7 leaders in Cornwall and asked Scott Morrison about his absence.
Well, you were down there, but I didn't see you in Cornwall.
No, that was just the G7 members. We had we were an extension partner, as they call them. But
Yeah, that's my excuse when I'm on Zoom calls in pubs as well. You know, I don't really need to be in this meeting. I'm just an observer. So I'm just going to put myself on mute.
And also on that note, that was the beginning of the big AUKUS alliance.
AUKUS. Very awkward. How about that? They're getting a refund on the submarine. Someone's been watching the checkout, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. He's not very good negotiator, because after the G7, ScoMo went to meet President Macron in France over dinner and was meant to, you know, break up with him, basically, giving them bad news over dinner.
And he wasn't quite ready to say au revoir to Europe, ducking across to Paris to say bonjour to President Macron.
It has been a very busy week for the Prime Minister. He is now in Paris, where he has just met with the French President Emmanuel Macron. Ali?
Do we know what they're talking about, Karianne?
Something in French.
Not particularly. They've both addressed the media, but it is not the most fascinating conversation. Oh. Perhaps we just leave it at
There's
that.
There's a photo op.
Excellent question, Ellie.
Sorry. Thank you, Karianne. Yeah.
And he must have been just dazzled by him, because he didn't give him the news. He just dropped some hints, you know, filled his face with the souffle and left. And Macron thought the deal was still on.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at this point. I mean, he'll probably put Jenny on the phone and made Jenny do it over the phone, I reckon. That would be his move.
I mean, let's be honest, though. He married the girl he met in high school. Like, he's just not good at breaking up with people.
No. Oh, poor Jenny. She had a big year. She did more work than him this year, I think.
Definitely. He was bunkered down with Frydenberg at the lodge, acting like the Odd Couple sitcom, microwaving food while Jenny was looking after the kids in Sydney by herself.
Because it's just the two of us there, and after we've had dinner, we both get the scrubbing brush and have a go for it. You might not believe it, but it's true. And we pop the spaghetti bolognese, or last night it was the schnitzel, into the microwave.
And he also put himself on mute at the climate summit that Joe Biden organised. Do you remember that?
Australia's muted message to the global climate summit, not what world leaders want to hear.
Mr. Prime Minister, I'm not sure we're hearing you.
The world watching, but not hearing. Glitches eventually unglitched.
That's right, yes.
Oh,
And we didn't have anything interesting to say anyway.
No, exactly. He'd just be avoiding saying that, you know, he hasn't started any work on climate targets, actually. So probably good he was on mute.
Oh, yeah, it's that thing. 2030. Oh, it's a bad connection. I can't hear you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if I'm buffering or if I'm underwater.
Yes. And speaking of the environment, remember the ocean caught fire? When was this?
It may look just like a scene from a disaster movie, but this is real. This video captured today when the ocean caught fire in the Gulf of Mexico just west of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Fire control boats were sent to pump more water over the flames.
Oh, could you get a clearer sign of the apocalypse than the ocean catching fire?
Mm.
That footage was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was wild, just a massive portal of fire in the ocean. But the thing that stands out for me looking back on that was that tiny little tugboat that was pictured just outside the range trying to put out the fire with a hose. And it was the perfect metaphor for this year, wasn't it?
Yes. Also, like what Australia's trying to do with carbon capture. It's like, it's helping a little bit, but not really.
Yeah, exactly. Here's me using paper straws as the world burns.
And it wasn't a good year for waterways because we also had a ship got stuck in the Suez Canal, I think, in March, and now nobody can get a bloody iPhone for Christmas.
This is not the view you want when navigating the Suez Canal. A giant container ship wedged from bank to bank, blocking one of the world's most important shipping lanes. The 400-metre-long Ever Given got stuck on Tuesday morning, running aground in high winds reportedly after a power failure on board.
And didn't it go to ship jail for a little while? I didn't know there was such a thing as ship jail.
That's right. They wouldn't. Once it got out of the canal, they were like, it was like it had stayed too long in the parking spot and they were trying to find it or something.
And there was also a moment in the Ever Given where they tried to blame it on a woman captain who, from memory, had nothing to do with it, wasn't even on the ship.
So typical. Yes, typical.
Women ship drivers, am I right?
The man captain just be like, wasn't my fault.
Exactly. I'm just going to put Jenny on.
Yeah. And it was also the year of the 2020 Olympics. What?
I can't believe we had the Olympics in the middle of a COVID emergency.
We've got another Olympics in a month or two. The Winter Olympics are in January.
Where are the Winter Olympics held this year?
Beijing again. So we'll see how that goes. I wonder how many athletes suddenly disappear and wind up posting very insincere Twitter messages saying they're fine.
Oh, wow. Here we go. What is going on here? It was nice to have the Olympics, though. I at the time, I really thought it was a terrible idea and I was, you know, not behind having the Olympic Games. But when it came along, it was so inspiring.
It was also good because the Olympics hit right when we hit that big lockdown and everyone was freaking out. So instead of just watching COVID numbers bounce up and down every day, we could watch people bounce up and down on the trampolines.
Exactly. That was much nicer than watching the press conferences, that's for sure.
And what else? I mean, clearly the biggest story this year was COVID, same as last year. I wonder how many more years this will go on for.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about us, but every time we do a podcast, it seems to be another outbreak. So look out. Now we had Delta arrive in style in Sydney, didn't we?
Sydney is once again on COVID alert. A man in his 60s from Bondi has tested positive to coronavirus. He works as a hire car driver and his jobs include transporting international air crew.
Mm-hmm. And we went into lockdown, the lockdown we had to have for 2 weeks. It ended up being, what was it, 4 months, 5 months?
Roughly 4 months, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, if you run the Bunning sausage sizzle, it's still going.
I wasn't that worried about Delta, but I don't know about you, but there was a moment for me where it kind of clicked, oh, this is a game changer. Things are really ramping up here. And it was when I heard a press conference from West Virginia's governor where he was reacting to the Delta strain arriving there. Let's have a listen to that.
Y'all going to excuse me just a second. I've got to go pee and then throw up. And because the information is not pleasing.
Now, is that him reacting to having COVID or just how Americans dealt with COVID?
He could also be trying to get a job at Amazon to piss into a bottle, really, to be honest.
Absolutely.
No, that was his reaction to the Delta variant. And after I heard that, I thought, yeah, I think I want to piss and vomit as well. It sounds pretty scary.
And locally, we also had some interesting reactions, right?
We did too. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard was trying to convince young people to get vaccinated before their HSC. And he was trying some pretty tempting tactics to convince Gen Zers to go and get the jab. One, he was reminding them that if they didn't, they couldn't do their HSC, which I don't know about.
Oh, damn.
I know, right? That would not have convinced me as a kid. I would have been like, yeah, right, oh, I think I'm anti-vax now. So as if that wasn't enough, he decided to name drop some very, very relevant generational celebrities to try and convince people to go to Kudos Bank Arena. Let's see who he name dropped.
We've seen our Olympic stars go for gold. We've seen the most amazing stars in the Kudos Bank Arena. I think there's been Lana Del Rey, Keith Urban, Pink, Madonna, just so many people. You had the chance to go to that stadium next week and actually land some gold by getting your first vaccination.
Okay, interesting mixed metaphor there. Lana Del Rey, Pink, Madonna, Keith Urban, and then he thinks they're athletes because he says they can get some gold. You can be like them. I'm very confused.
Oh, it was circa all the go for gold. It's not a race. And suddenly it was a race and we're going for gold. And then there's Keith Urban and Madonna and Lana Del Rey. And yes. I can understand why there was vaccine hesitancy. It's a very confusing message, that, isn't it?
It was an interesting time because they were like, everyone go and get vaccinated. And the supply wasn't there. It was August and people were going, oh, I got a booking for October. Great.
Yeah. All the vaccines were on the Ever Given or something.
Yeah, probably. And then ScoMo jumped on the phone and got some from Poland for us.
A lifeline from an unexpected ally, Poland gifting Australia 1 million doses of Pfizer vaccine.
And I particularly want to thank Prime Minister Morawiecki.
Oh, Poland, that classic Australian ally from way back, saving yes. our butts with the Pfizer, weren't they?
Poland, Singapore and the UK. It's interesting. Was he just going through the phone book, I think, calling everyone?
Well, wasn't Kevin Rudd doing that for him?
Kevin Rudd was actually calling the companies. I think ScoMo was almost doing like the garage sale approach. Like, you know, if sometimes your mates have, you know, leftover beer from a party. He was like, you got any six packs of Pfizer left over there, Poland? We can have.
Oh, we had nothing to trade either at that point. What does Poland want from us? We can't give them anything.
Avocados, maybe. They're quite cheap. We have lots.
And as if that wasn't enough, we had a dating app released for the unvaccinated. There was I can't remember what it's called, like inject or unject.
Oh, my goodness.
Anti-vaxxers.
They just meet at protests. That's the number one date they go on.
Well, I mean, they were the only people who really could meet up in lockdown at these protests. They were having meet cutes in person. I don't know why they needed an app. The rest of us needed the app. Get off our apps.
Yes.
I think they missed a chance, though, to call the app OK Stupid. I think that would have been a
very good.
Old pickup lines, baby, are you 9/11? Because this bush needs a distraction.
Bit nice. Of conspiracy
that. Yeah, I would have slayed on OK Stupid, but unfortunately I'm vaccinated, so I missed out.
And finally, you know, we always like to finish with any fun, light and happy animal stories. Any animal stories grab you this year?
Yeah, look, I watch news. I know how the news is supposed to end, so I didn't want to end on a really grim note. So I thought I would bring you my favourite story from the year, very cute animal story. A man put an eel up his rectum to cure constipation. He nearly died, but guess what? He didn't. And the eel lived to tell the tale. So what a sweet little anecdote. The world might be ending, but I tell you what, that's one to tell your grandchildren, everything's going to be all right.
Oh, what an uplifting note to finish 2021 on.
Yes, just that might be my vision board for next year. Be like the eel. You know, you might be feeling like you're squeezed inside a colon of a constipated man, but just hang in there because there is literally a light at the end of that tunnel. So
yes, just eat shit now and everything will get better eventually, hopefully. I don't know. On that note... Beck Melrose, thank you so much for being here throughout the year. An absolute pleasure. Couldn't have done the show without you. Where can people find you and any gigs coming up? I hear you're writing for the Yearly this year.
Yes, I am. That's been great fun and growing at the moment too. It's brilliant. You can follow me on at Beck Melrose at Instagram. It's probably the best place to find me. And I'll post there about some upcoming shows for next year.
Amazing. Thanks, Beck. Thanks again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Thanks.
Bye.
Hi.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Alrighty, that's Newsfighters for today. Very special episode. Thanks to Beck Melrose for recapping the year with us. And a big thanks to Beck for being on the show throughout the year. And also a shout out to our new Patreon supporter, Mish. Thanks for joining up, Mish. Mish is a Patreon supporter, is going to get our special monthly bonus episode, which I'm about to record. And this month, I'm reviewing Harry Potter movies. Why not? There's also lots of outtakes and behind-the-scenes chat and all sorts of stuff like that. And as a Patreon supporter, Mish is also going to get early access to our end-of-year recap monologue episode, which will be out sometime around Christmas. So if you want to sign up to our Patreon and get those bonus episodes and early episodes, do so at patreon.com/newsfighters. Or you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/newsfighters. No bonus episodes, I just get a coffee. I like that deal. Also, just a reminder, we don't advertise on Facebook, so if you want to keep up to date with what's happening, follow us on Instagram or Twitter at newsfighterspod or join our free newsletter at newsfighters.com. All right, next week's our last regular episode for the year. We're going to be releasing best ofs throughout the summer, so stay tuned to our podcast feed if you're not subscribed on your podcasting app. And if you are on our podcasting app, jump on our YouTube at youtube.com/newsfighters. And we might even have some bonus content, bonus episodes, bonus little bits and pieces come out throughout the summer there. So yes, join us next week when our guest is former President Barack Obama. Not confirmed. And before we go, here it is for the second last time. Your whiff of pine.
When I was fantasizing about what jobs I might have post-politics, not recently but years ago, and thinking I might actually not be qualified for anything, I thought the two jobs that I could do would be an information officer at the airport.
Yeah.
And I could wear one of those red jackets with eye on the pocket.
Was that the attraction?
No, that wasn't part of the attraction, because the second job was being one of those dancers on a cruise ship. Who wear, now this is a true story, who wear yellow jackets, and because there's a lot more women who live to old age than men, the women go on these cruises, they want to dance. And again, of course, there aren't enough men. So there's these men who wear these yellow jackets, and they sort of, because they're in the yellow jacket, people think, oh, that's somebody I can go and ask to dance with, and then they dance with these cruise ship dancers. I thought, well, I could do that, or I could do the information job.
Well, there's still time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.